Joining us from daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff is back to take a look at our market. But Jay, welcome in. Before we get to the market, I wanted to talk to you about this JetBlue Spirit Airlines merger that has now been blocked by this judge. I mean, you spent years as an airline administrator, and now with your business and working with the market every day and being a day trader, you know, when you see something like this and the stock all of a sudden goes kaboom, hits the basement, well, let's first talk about why the judge said no on the merger.
Well, the issue with a JetBlue acquiring Spirit, JT, was always about the impact on the consumer. And that's why there was government resistance, if you will, from the onset. The two airlines had many overlapping cities, so if they combined, that would result in a reduction in the number of flights and available seats. And, of course, that would lead to higher fares, neither of which serves the consumer. And initially, you know, we're thinking, okay, now the airlines could appeal, but, you know, I think a more likely scenario could be a return to the Frontier or Spirit merger discussion. That's what initially was proposed, but then JetBlue stepped in and started offering a whole lot more money for Spirit, and Frontier kind of exited stage left, and it went from there. But the administration did not think it was a good idea because of some competition issues, and, you know, Frontier Spirit has fewer overlapping markets, and it could be a decent chance of being approved. Now, when the announcement came out yesterday, you watched the two airline stocks, JetBlue, which is JBLU, and then Spirit, which is SAVE. JetBlue dropped maybe 6-8%, I think 10% at one point. Spirit fell 62%. It was under $6 a share yesterday, and it recovered a bit. And the fear is, if Spirit doesn't get this, or some merger, they may have to file for Chapter 11.
Right.
Now, that's kind of the headlines that are out there. So, you know, for those that are looking at Spirit Airlines, my gosh, Jay, the stock is down so much. In fact, it's down right now 18-19% pre-market. It might be a great buying opportunity. Well, perhaps. But please keep in mind, there's headlines out there that talk about the real possibility that Spirit Airlines, absent a merger with somebody else, might have to face Chapter 11, and that's not the type of stock you want to go after. So as always, just be very, very careful if you head in that direction.
Right, right. All right, two questions, really. Why this U.S. District Court judge ruled, he said it could possibly harm cost-conscious travelers who rely on Spirit's low fares. Is this not government overreach? Shouldn't the market dictate whether or not costs go up or down with their businesses?
It should, but they're trying to protect against monopoly. And what they're saying is, in some markets, Spirit is the main carrier. And if you have JetBlue come in and acquire them, JetBlue's not going to be offering the super low-cost fares that Spirit does. They're going to jack the fares up to a higher price, comparable to what JetBlue fares normally are. So the thought is, all those millions of people that fly Spirit Airlines enjoying those really low fares, those would be gone, and all of those passengers would be forced in those major markets where Spirit was at to pay a much higher fare. So from a consumer protection standpoint, I don't think it's an overreach on the part of the government, because what they're saying is you'd have an airline that would come in and would change things to such a point that they would be, I don't want to use the term gouging, but the fares would be considerably higher than what we have now.
Okay.
And is that something that's in the best interest of the consumer? And I think you and I would both say, no.
All right. On the other side of the coin, being an investor and trading like you do and day trading, when you see the price drop like that, you put a little bit of a caution on it in that they may have to file bankruptcy. Therefore, buying even low, you could still lose money. But can you buy when it drops like that? And did it rebound at all and then get out when you see the rebound?
Oh, yeah. In fact, yesterday when the news came out at 105, the stock dropped 62%, and I jumped all over it because a typical drop like that is less than that, and my students and I knew what to look for. So when it hit $6 a share and lower, I mean, we loaded up with whatever amount we use on a given stock, and I held it for 15 minutes and made $4,100. Now, it recovered yesterday almost to $8 a share. So So it had the drop in initial recovery that we were looking for. But again, when you're looking at a long-term engagement on some of these stocks, you have to look at, okay, what's going to be the future implications here? So while I gladly used Spirit Airlines yesterday for 15 minutes, I would not engage it now with news out there that the airline could be looking at the very real possibility of a Chapter 11 filing.
Yeah.
And when those come out, we've seen stocks drop 50, 60, 70%. And that's obviously not what you want to have your cart attached to. If that kind of news comes out, the stock is halted, the news comes out, and then you see the price of the stock plummet as much as it is. And that's the risk that are associated on Wall Street. And
right.
That's why for, 30 years, I jump in and out and try to hold those stocks for less than 20 minutes because it reduces the overall risk.
Well, no doubt, buying and selling, as they say, timing is everything. Jay Ratliff, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
Thank you.